get a checklist of 10 things that you'd love ideally in a great relationship. And I reckon if you can tick 7 of them, this is something the real estate agent pitched to me once, and I actually think it works in every aspect of your life. And if you can tick 7 of those boxes, you're doing really well, and that's you're on a good wicket. And I actually think that's, as you say, you know, with relationships, there's no such thing as the perfect relationship. And sometimes we can get really attached to an idea of what we think is right for it. And then you can miss out on other opportunities that don't necessarily, as you say, look like what you thought they'd be.
I think I was writing a list that wasn't true to myself, though. So I think because my list was such a big plan.
Yeah.
You had 100 things on it rather than 10.
Well, and also I just was writing not values or what would make a good father. Or what would make a good life partner. I was looking for
what were you writing?
I was writing things like ambitious or, you know, like or like, you know, looks. There would be a lot of looks things or or like similar, you know, character traits as opposed to values. Because when you're looking for a life partner, values are what you marry and what you commit to. You know, character traits are who you sleep with or the kinds of. So for a long time, I was focusing on the surface stuff because that was all I was ready for.